This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamb. Colorado is the first state to require a cigarette-style warning label on gas stoves under a new law that took effect Wednesday. CPR Sam Brash has more.
Nick Torres is with the American Lung Association. His group sees the law as part of a bigger campaign to protect indoor air quality.
We looked at this bill as an opportunity not to take away a consumer's choice, but to encourage them to make an informed decision that are going to have a benefit for the health of their families.
But the new law is already facing a legal challenge. On Wednesday, a trade association filed a federal lawsuit arguing the law violates the First Amendment and misleads consumers about the health risks of gas stoves. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Colorado Springs Utilities is pushing back against state plans to close its coal-burning power plants. KRCC's Haviland Haskell has more.
Colorado Springs Utilities had planned to close the Ray D. Nixon power plant by 2029 to meet state climate goals. Now, against a backdrop of a pro-coal Trump administration, CEO Travis Steele says shutting it down would inflate bills and put the grid at risk.
So what we're looking at is an option to utilize Nixon to help maintain reliability and to keep costs as low as possible.
The utility has asked the EPA and state regulators for permission to delay closing it down. Environmental advocates worry the delay could threaten the state's climate goals, and it's unclear whether it's even going to be allowed under state climate laws. Haviland Haskell, KRCC News.
Voters in Manitou Springs may have a tax increase question on this fall's ballot. It would increase the tax on tickets for the popular Pikes Peak Cog Railway. The ballot measure would add about $6 to the price of a railway ticket from $67 to about $73. Manitou Springs, Colorado Springs, and Metro Denver all in the 90s this afternoon. This is CPR News and KRCC.